Once again today on Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, we check in with Greg Wallner, the new CEO at Northland Fishing Tackle. They've added to the Northland family as the new owners of Bagley Baits. We'll find out what Bagley Baits are about and why it's a good fit for Northland.
Fishing pole, keys, tackle box in my hand. Gonna cast a few lines with my toes in the sand. Pulling in a big catch makes me feel like a man. But the wife, she just don't understand. I love walleye, perch, trout, and bass. And if you don't like fishing, you can kiss my four-stroke right in the back. Cause the fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for joining us. Well, once again, today we have the pleasure of talking with Greg Wallner. He's the CEO at Northland Fishing Tackle. Greg, thanks for taking some time for us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kev. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we wanted to talk today a little bit about a new product in the Northland family, and that's Bagley Baits. And you guys have been really pushing that quite a bit. I've seen it marketed all over the place in the outdoor world. Why don't you tell us the story of what Bagley Bait actually is?
So, well, I'm glad you're seeing the marketing. I'll pass that along to the marketing staff here. They'll be happy to know that you saw it. But so Northland, we purchased Bagley Baits in April of this year. Bagley is an old, long-time hard bait manufacturer, particularly balsa hard baits, based out of Florida. And actually, John Peterson, the founder of Northland and still one of the current owners, he was one of the original reps up in this area for Bagley Baits, back in I would guess the 70s and 80s. And so the company has a long history of making lures, and we purchased it in April of this year from Yarmo Rapla, who is the grandson of Lori Rapla, former CEO of Rapla Lures. And so we brought it up here to start the foundation to expand in the Northland brand into some other categories, and that's hard baits.
And we'll get into that in a moment, but I love the story of Bagley Baits. It's made its way around from Florida to Finland to Minnesota.
Yeah, it's well traveled. That's for sure. Jim Bagley started the company in 1954 and was in several different lure businesses, but really found his niche making balsa crankbaits. Started with the Bangle lure, which is kind of a minnow bait. It's long been recognized that balsa wood is the best material for making fishing lures. And so even back in the 50s and 60s, when these lure companies were started, it was the same problem. They're light, they're lively, they catch a lot of fish, but you can't cast them very far. And Jim Bagley kind of designed his process for making them to make a balsa lure that had a little bit better castability. And he had some really famous lures through the years that we still sell today, B1 and B2 lures that have won, I think, 4 Bassmaster Classics, multiple championships. They were really kind of the toast of the town in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then in the late 80s, he sold the company. It went through a couple different owners and kind of floundered around with people trying to figure out what to do with it next. And in 2010, Yarmo Rapla bought it. And he knew that the company made great lures and they had some proprietary methods. And he perfected it. It's called heat compression molding. And he brought that process to Bagley to make even better lures today.
Now, and Yarmo had sold off Rapala. And so he was more or less retired when he decided to buy this.
Yeah, so Yarmo's only 60 years old. He's the grandson of Lori Rapala. Lori Rapala is a famous inventor of Rapala, the very first Rapala lure. But Lori Rapala had five sons, and one of them was Yarmo's dad, and he was the CFO of the Rapala Corporation. Back when they were a factory in Finland making the lures, and Ron Weber and Ray Ostrom were buying them and distributing them in the U.S. and Canada here. And, you know, all through the 70s, 80s, even late 60s, they were all working together to bring these products to the U.S. In the 90s, Yarmo bought the company, put together an ownership group to buy out his family, and then bought the distribution companies from Ron and Ray, and formed Rapala Corporation, which was the manufacturing and the distribution. And then he took the company public, and after, I think, about 2007, he liquidated his ownership and walked away, and VMC Hooks family was the primary purchaser of Rapala lures. So Yarmo then took a little bit of time off, and always had an affection for the way Bagley lures were made. He's got a young son who works with him on designing lures. He bought the company, kind of perfected the process a little bit, but needed a brand to help sell it in the U.S. He needed a way to bring those products he could make into the U.S. And that's how he got in touch with us. And he's our manufacturer, and we're his sales, marketing, distribution, and we have a great relationship there.
Now, is he actually a designer himself for these?
Yeah, he is. The you know, even when I worked with him previously, he is really a lure designing expert. That's his passion. He's owned a couple different lure companies and even owns a couple different ones today in Finland. But he's a real live lure designer. They're relatively rare. And I always say they're kind of like artists. And he is, you know, what I tell everybody, arguably the best lure designer in the world. And now he's designing lures for Northland Tackles. We're pretty excited.
So in this arrangement, does Northland Tackle own Bagley, or are you partners?
Correct. No, we own it.
You own it.
Northland owns the Bagley brand. Yarmo is just compensated to come up with lure designs for us. And so we would get together with our group, and we'd come up with a new idea or a new lure that we'd want to bring to market. He helps us come up with a design and the manufacturing of it, and then we take it from there. So he is, for lack of a better term, he's Northland Fishing Tackle's chief lure designer.
Okay. Now, Northland had an incredible array of products and an incredible footprint, certainly in the upper Midwest at the very least, if not nationwide, and into Canada. So why an additional company?
Well, I don't think I'd want to go buy a company unless we really had a good reason. I think in this particular case, when we had the opportunity to not only get the company, but get the person and Yarmo Rapala to be our designer, that made a big difference. You know, every one of these lures has a story. You know, why did he choose this shape? Why did he use this material for the bill? Why is the bill at that angle? Why is the line tie here? Why did he choose these hooks? It's a great story. And it doesn't happen by accident. Companies, you know, like Northland or like Bagley, they don't hang around for this long unless they really do something well. And Yarmo, because that company is based in Finland, they understand this region also. You know, it's kind of our same fisheries. So even though Bagley is known as a bass lure brand, They have a lot of walleye lures in there, a lot of trout lures, a lot of trolling lures. And so we'll introduce a whole family of Northland trolling walleye crankbaits that'll be called the Northland Rumble series that Yarmo will be the designer for, and we'll bring those to market next year.
Northland Fishing Tackle CEO Greg Wallner, my guest today, discussing Northland's new brand, Bagley Baits. Got a lot more to come with Greg. Stay tuned. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle, and we are talking tackle with Northland CEO Greg Wallner. They have just completed the purchase of Bagley Baits. Is the plan to maintain the Bagley name?
Yeah, I think we'll keep the Bagley name as our bass brand.
Okay.
And we'll use Northland as our walleye brand, and maybe walleye, pike, muskie, and some other species, but Bagley will be the bass brand. And I think the opportunity for us is bass fishing is growing in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So Bagley's from Florida. It's very well known in the Southeast. But we have the opportunity to bring super quality bass lures here to our Northland range and bring it to this area also.
Okay. So explain to a northern Minnesota angler who's been a jigging minnow guy or a spinner guy or a roach rig guy, what does a hard bait bring to the table?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. There's a couple different sides there. Okay, so it's on the bass side, it means one thing. On the walleye side, it means something different. On the bass side, you know, one of the things – even last week with the tournament that was going up here in the Bemidji area, you know, a large percentage, I want to say like 35 or 40% of the boats that were in that tournament were pursuing bass. That was probably unheard of 10 years ago here, and it's really the direction of growth that's going on in the area. So one of the interesting things is if you ever fished a freshwater lake in Florida, it looks like a freshwater lake in Bemidji. Relatively shallow, lots of weeds. Bagley made lures for relatively shallow lakes with lots of weeds, and we have our abundance of those around here. So I think that it brings a bass product up here that's made for this type of environment. Relatively shallow running lures, a lot of topwater lures. Bagley's a really strong topwater bait company. And so they're really good at that side.
Okay.
On the other side, on the walleye side, Bagley's had a bunch of really good walleye lures. And probably the best-selling one right now is called Rumble Shad, or Rumblebee. And that's a great lure up here for open water trolling. And Yarmo's helped us put together a couple new lures for next year. For the walleye market that will fill a niche when you have really active fish and you want to fish close to cover. They're great trolling lures.
Has Bagley been available up here? Because I really had not heard about it until Northland acquired it.
So it's the good news and the bad news. the good news is, nobody up here has really had an opportunity to see it for a long time. It really kind of drifted off in the 90s and 2000s into a almost mythic lure company. They didn't make a lot of new lures. People wanted all the old lures. They collected the old colors. And so you can go on eBay, people will buy them. Bagley package or a Bagley catalog from the 70s or 80s, that they're all collector's items. And so it kind of drifted away. And during those years, that's when Yarmo was really developing this heat compression molding process for making a balsa lure. And it basically involves you router out the body, then you cut it in half, and under heat, you compress the grains of the balsa to make the lure that much more consistent and stronger. And so during the last, from 2010 to 2020, he's really gone through to perfect the manufacture of these products. And now he just needed somebody to help get them distributed. And so when we bring these to market in this region over the next year or years, they're going to see the very best that Bagley's ever been. They're going to see great old designs with modern manufacturing technology. So I think people are going to love it because they make great lures and they have a great story.
Where are these actually being produced?
So Jarmo designs them in Finland and manufactures them in Serbia.
Okay.
So the techniques for making wooden lures, you know, really is now dominated in the Eastern Europe. And you see brands like Salmo, obviously Rapala, a bunch of Polish brands and whatnot. They're still making lures there with this technology. And so that's where he'll do, I would say the majority of the manufacturing will come from there. And then he'll do the design and the paint development and whatnot in Finland, and we'll import them from there.
Now, is Bagley sold over there in Europe, or is that strictly sold in the States?
It isn't now. It's really just sold in the States. Jarmo sold some of them over there because there are collectors and there's a lot of nostalgia. But Bagley was a bass brand, and they don't fish for bass nearly like they do here in the U.S. But we've been able to incorporate some of the designs he's done for his other lure companies and put those in our new Northland crankbaits that will be here for trolling. I think I told the story last time. I've fished over in Finland and those countries before, and the fishing's really, really tough. So it's difficult. They don't have the DNR that we have. They don't have the stocking programs. They don't have the conservation programs that we have. So they just don't have as many fish. And so they have to make lures that are absolutely perfect because it takes that to catch fish. And that's why balsa lures are still so prominent in that area. They make the best lures.
So what is it about balsa that makes it the best wood to use?
It's light and it's strong. So once you have the product and all you're doing is adding weight to it, you know, the challenge always with a plastic lure is you want to make the walls of the lure as thin as possible. And that allows you to not have a big round bait, but you can trap as much air in there as possible. And then you add weight to get it to have an action. But balsa gives you the absolute best of those worlds because it doesn't have to have a thin wall. The interior becomes a wall. And then when you put it under this heat compression and you make it stronger and you build some consistency in the wood product, that's what makes the Bagley process unique and what we think is better.
Wrapping it up on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Greg Wallner, the CEO of Northland Fishing Tackle, my guest. He's also the CEO now of Bagley Baits, their newly acquired hard bait company that is made with balsa wood. Balsa wood is the absolute best wood for lures. And Greg, I maybe you should know this, but I don't. Where does one find balsa wood?
It comes from Ecuador.
Really? Okay.
They're grown on farms. It's a renewable resource there. They cut them every 7 years. There's a real process to doing it so that you get absolute premium balsa wood. And you want to get it in the right size. So if you get it and it's three diameters proper so that you can get a 6x6 plank of balsa, you know, a little 6x6 piece, then that comes back and just gets cut into strips and blocks. So it can be made into minnows or crankbaits. And you know, we faced some shortage. You remember a couple of years ago when there was this big fire in Ecuador and it blocked all the airline travel and whatnot. That was a problem. When wind energy really took hold a few years ago, they used a lot of balsa wood to make wind turbine blades. And so it's always a little bit under pressure to get the very best balsa product. And that's where it comes from.
Okay. One of the things that's always impressed me about Northland is they've always been a forward-looking company, always looking for the next thing. They've had some incredible innovations, you know, using professorial help here at Bemidji State University, among many other things over the years.
Right.
And now this, just another move in that direction. And that's what's really impressive. You know, they could have been content to be a Northern Minnesota, you know, walleye lure company, but they just keep growing. And I love the fact that it's not just growing for the sake of growing. It's, you got to be better. Everything's got to, you know, it's got to be a product that fits their version of excellence. So kudos to Northland Tackle for yet another great line.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I have to tell you, it's, I wish everybody in Paul Bunyan land here could meet some of this, especially some of these young guys we have working for us that are tournament fishermen, love to fish, whether they live to fish, they love to fish, they talk about fishing, they work on fishing. And we just have some people here that have great energy. And so I think it's fun for me to give them to say, okay, here, now I can give you Yarmo Rapala and a lure factory. What do you want to make? Let's go do something great. It's so fun to just let them go and see what we can come up with. So it's really going to be fun. And we're going to have a great time doing it, no matter what.
Greg, how's your first almost 5 months been so far?
Well, it's been great, you know. Given the fact that we're in a really difficult global pandemic situation, obviously worldwide, and something we're concerned about here. The other side of that is it's really pushed people out into our sport. And there are more people fishing than ever. You've seen the license numbers and people camping and RVing and whatever else. So I think it's been great for our sport. When I look at some of our sales numbers and I see some real growth from independent dealers, like our independent dealers are healthy and they're the absolute backbone of our sport. So when I see the independent dealers buying more, and I believe that means that they're healthy and selling more, and they're the best people for engaging all these new anglers and getting them out there. So I think it's going to be good for our sport. If there's something that's good that's going to come out of it, it's going to be good for our sport, and I think fishing's good for people anyway. So I think it's going to be a good ice fishing season. I think people will get out during that time too. So I'm looking forward to the next 5 months, that's for sure.
And I think you're right. I think we are just on the cusp of seeing a huge explosion in bass angling for the next decades in this state.
Okay.
I kind of liken it to soccer. You know, for years and years, you'd look at the numbers of kids playing soccer. There's millions of them all over the nation. But it just didn't catch on as a spectator sport. And then all of a sudden, the light bulb turned on, and soccer is one of the fastest-growing spectator sports as well. There's now a whole group of people that are into soccer, and I think that's what we're going to see as the high school and college fishing competitively groups continue.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, for the last 20 years, I've been in this industry, and we've talked about, gosh, we have to try and get more anglers, you know. As much as everybody doesn't want to go and see two boats on their spot when they pull up to the when they pull up to their spot on Saturday morning, we need people to buy licenses because that funds the stocking programs and the resource and keeps the whole it needs all of it. We need growth. We need new people to come into the sport. And for 20 years, we've been talking about how do we recruit more? How do we recruit more? How do we get more? And all of a sudden, now it's how do we keep all these new people that we have this year? And yeah. So the focus has shifted from recruitment to retention. And I think that's refreshing because beating that drum, like you talked about with soccer, you can only beat that drum so long. And now finally, you know, through some unfortunate situations, it's fallen in our lap. And now it's up to guys like us to try to help make it easy for all these new people. When you see them at the boat ramp and they're struggling to get their boat in or out, let's stop and help them. Let's offer advice and do everything we can to keep these people because it'll keep our fisheries healthy. That's for sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, before we wrap it up, besides more hard bait choices, well, any other cool things we're going to be seeing from Northland in the next year or so?
Well, you know, a couple new jigs. I know that we've got a couple new bucktail jigs and a new deep V jig and a new ripping jig. So you'll see a couple new walleye lures, a couple new ice fishing lures this fall. Right now, it's as fast as we can catch up to it because when business is good like this, then our retailers are coming to us and saying, I want more, I want more. Give me more ideas, more new things. And so we'll keep working on it. But I think you'll see, I'm most excited to see some new bucktail jigs for walleye fishing. I think that there's a trend out there to use, you know, everybody knows how difficult it is to get live bait. And when you live in Bemidji, if you think it's hard to get it in Bemidji, go try to get it in Minneapolis or any metropolitan area. It's almost impossible. So I think a little bit of a trend towards some products that don't require live bait, whether that's marabou or bucktail or some other things, soft plastics, I think there's some great opportunities coming our way there.
Anything else you want to share with us before we wrap it up today?
No, thanks for having me, and I'm excited to be here, and I hope everybody stays safe. Let's get through this fall together and enjoy it for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Greg Wallner is the CEO of Northland Fishing Tackle, talking about their new line of Bagley baits and much more. Greg, again, thanks for taking the time today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Jeff.
That is it for today. Coming up on our next show, we check in with Jeff Quarantined Gustafson. The things you have to put up with when you're a Canadian fishing and bass masters. Plus, Jared Houston's going to talk Duluth Superior Fishing, and we'll get you ready for the weekend with Will Pappenfuss. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for joining us. Fishing ball by a country!